The Trump administration wants to change the eligibility requirements for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, better known as food stamps. Specifically, the proposal would eliminate what's known as broad-based categorical eligibility. That means households may lose their benefits if their income is higher than the standard federal eligibility cutoff. This could prevent local households from saving money or accepting a small raise. Daniela Kittinger is the director of anti-hunger initiatives with the Hawaii Appleseed Center. She says more than 14,000 residents could be affected by this proposed rule change.
Seniors can be particularly harmed by this new rule. So right now, a lot of seniors are living on fixed incomes, but they might have assets like a retirement account or a home that they own that would restrict their eligibility without this waiver. So basically, we're saying, you know, you would have to sell your house in order to continue to receive your SNAP benefits and put food on the table. Another impact would be SNAP eligibility is actually a proxy for a lot of different eligibility programs. So, for example, the State Department of Education uses SNAP eligibility to determine which schools are going to receive 100% free and reduced lunch. That means that any student in a school that has this eligibility provision would be able to get free lunch without having to fill out an application just based on the neighborhood that they live in.
Kittinger says a change could impact the local economy.
SNAP is a really important economic stimulus. There's been studies by previous administrations, you know, within the USDA that have shown that for every dollar in SNAP that's spent, there's $1.89 in economic benefits. So it's an almost 100% return on investment that you're getting, that those dollars are recirculating in the local economy.
Kittinger says more than $3 million a year from the program goes to local grocery stores and other food retailers across the state, and the compound interest of that loss will be much greater. The Trump administration is accepting comments on the proposed rule until September 23rd on the Federal Register website. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.